Wang Tongxuan reports the bank expects to welcome more prospective members through the year.
This is the first time the AIIB has welcomed new applications, including 5 regional and 8 non-regional prospective members. Unsurprisingly, Hong Kong SAR is in, as are Afghanistan, Armenia, Fiji, and Timor-Leste. Canada is now the first North American country to get on board. In Europe, Belgium, Hungary, and Ireland have chosen to join, as have Peru, Sudan, Venezuela, and Ethiopia.
Some of them could be joining because they want to be part of the conversation that's happening over here in Asia. This is a growth region, it's an exciting region, and so some of those countries, they want to be part of the development discussion. For other ones, they see trade opportunities. It is within our Articles of Agreement, and it's not going to happen in the immediate future, but we could approve loans in countries outside the region if there is an immediate economic or an obvious economic benefit to Asia. And so some of those countries could be looking at it for those reasons.
These 13 countries and regions will officially join the AIIB once they complete the required domestic processes and deposit the first installment of capital with the bank. Their shares will come from the bank's existing pool of unallocated shares.
In 2016, in its first year of operations, the bank approved $1.73 billion in loans to finance 9 projects covering energy, transportation, and urban development, many of which are along the Belt and Road.
If there are projects that are part of One Belt, One Road that make sense, that meet our standards for financial viability, environmental sensitivity, and our mandate to improve social and economic development in Asia, we'll absolutely be considering those for funding.
The AIIB is a new multilateral financial institution which was founded to bring countries together to address infrastructure needs across Asia. The capital of the bank is $100 billion, equivalent to 2/3 of the capital of the Asian Development Bank and about half that of the World Bank.
Wang Tongxuan, CGTN, Beijing.